So good. Now it's time for a marab with a little music from Master G. Beautiful Shamba Pavilion. Kind of interesting having a opened air shoud. It's really a place where the energies start blossoming, the realization starts really blossoming right here. So I've talked recently about suffering because that's one of the next things that we go beyond. Being a realized master, no suffering in your life. Suffering is a thing of the past. Let's put it in the past. It's a component of past experiences. Let's put it there where it belongs. And not let it seep into the future. Let's keep it in the past and actually let the master bring it to wisdom. Let's let that presence of the master be so present and so clear, so steady, to be able to look that suffering right in its eyes, right in its being. Not trying to fight it, not trying to destroy it, but just being so present, unwavering, that the suffering just melts in front of it. Let's use this moment, this shoud, also at the time of this new pavilion, that we draw that line and we tell the suffering no more. No entry into the future, into our tomorrows, into what comes next. So let the master within you now be ever present. Not deceived or not fooled by this aspect of suffering. Master doesn't need to say a word or to do a thing. It's just to be present. And then to feel what begins to happen to this suffering aspect. A lot of times in the past, you might have started engaging in some mental activity, thinking you had to like engage this suffering aspect, talk to it or yell at it or do something. I want you to feel what it's like to just be present. Even if that aspect is trying to taunt you or fight you, just feel what it's like just to be in presence. That suffering aspect has a big bag of tricks. Lack of money, lack of abundance. Constant tormenting, belittling. Pretending that it doesn't know the answers. It's also body aches, diseases, imbalances, all that is kind of packaged up in this suffering aspect. It just doesn't belong on this planet anymore. It doesn't. I'm tired of it. I know you're tired of it. Why people take it for granted, why people just think it's part of life. I don't know. It's not. Life should be joyful and abundant. The suffering aspect, it's been lingering around for a while. You've cleared so many other things, but there are still these remnants. Well, it's just time to keep that in the past. There's no place in your future for that suffering, period. Yeah, you're going to still see suffering around you with other people. That's going to be a tough one. But right now we're talking about the suffering within yourself. Let's keep suffering in the past where it belongs. There's no reason why any human should have to suffer. No reason. It somehow has become such a part of the human condition. And maybe the work that you're doing with yourself, with your realization, maybe it will have a way of changing that, at least with some people. Take a good deep breath now and let that master and the wisdom of the master be totally present. Totally present. Right with this aspect of suffering. Aspect could be screaming and kicking or complaining or whatever, but the master just holds its own, holds its wisdom, holds its light, until this aspect realizes the game's over, the game is over. Something, maybe in the next few days, few weeks, whatever, something just pops. When that aspect is finally brought to wisdom. Let's take a deep breath with that. Between now and our next gathering, also feel what it's like as you really start to ungroup. You're a sovereign being. You don't need to be a part of a group to be who you are. It doesn't mean you won't relate to, be with other people, but you're not going to be dependent on them. Feel strange at first. Ever since the times of Atlantis, it's always been about the communal. And now you go sovereign. But remember, when you're feeling into that and it's feeling a little strange, you're like, you just don't belong anymore. Humans have this tremendous need. They have to belong to something. But as you start realizing you don't need to belong, the real magical part is that you can get together with other sovereign beings and magic occurs. Your energies dance together and magic occurs. Let's take a deep breath, and we've got a honoring from those who've accompanied me in here. Tobias, Kuthumi, Metatron, and Yeshua. Let's take a deep breath into your blossoming and your opening up. With that, my dear friends, remember that all is well in all of creation. Thank you.